Is SOG a conspiracy book?
Yeah, I've been writing about other people's conspiracy theories for 30 years or more. I decided to write my own conspiracy theory. Of course, I don't believe it. If I believed it, I'd become a fanatic. I just think it's the most plausible conspiracy theory so far, but that doesn't mean it's true. It just seems plausible to me. I'm sure it'll seem true to some people, and I don't mind that if they don't understand me any better than that. I put a contract at the beginning asking them to put everything in the maybe state, but they're going to put it in the yes state. Well, okay. That means more people who are leery about the government. I think the more people who are nervous and leery about the government, the better. The more people trust the government, the more troubles we're going to have. The founding fathers didn't trust the government at all. They looked at it with profound suspicion. I wanted to get the reader into the right headset at the very beginning, so I put a contract at the beginning that I don't swear that everything in this book is true, and I don't know that everything in the book is false either. These are my best guesses. And the reader promises to put everything in the maybe category until such time as she or he has the time and the inclination to do enough research to decide just how sound the book is. I just want to get the reader into that framework to start with. I don't know if it'll work, but I thought it was worth it. I've tried every other method to get my readers into the maybe framework. Even after 40-some years of practice of maybe logic, I find myself sounding overly dogmatic at times, as if I really know for sure things which it seems to me are only the best guesses I could make at the present. But my perceptions are more and more in the maybe mold. It's beginning to come out of my frontal lobes into my back brain. I'm beginning to more and more perceive things as maybes. Although, of course, the funny thing about maybe logic, your critics never notice that. I put things in maybe terms, and I notice almost all the really negative criticism I get is by people who assume because I'm not taking their stand, I must be taking the opposite stand. They have a yes-no logic. I put things in maybe. They assume that means I put it in either yes or no. They can't understand maybe at all. I've never seen a really detailed attack on my books, which did not assume I was asserting things, which I very carefully did not assert. Some people just can't get beyond either or. No matter how hard you try to push them, they still think you're on one side or the other, or some kind of abstract, artificial dichotomy. Whereas I'm in a world of sensory impressions, most of which are somewhat dubious. As I have often said, I see about three UFOs a week. That does not surprise me because I see about seven UNFOs, that's unidentified non-flying objects. A lot of things I see are totally unidentified. I don't know what the hell they are. From the perspective of geological epochs, I think there are more people thinking in maybe terms in more cases now than in any previous period. Yeah, I have faith in the long-range intelligence of the human species and life in general. When you consider how long life has been on this planet, and all this planet has been hit with in that time in the way of meteors, comets, earthquakes, plague, there are more species that became extinct before humanity arrived than have been extinguished by humanity, which is always a good thing to know so you don't feel too guilty about being human. But I have faith in life. This came to me one day after an acid trip, and when I was working for Playboy, I was walking along the street and I saw a piece of grass coming up through a crack in the sidewalk. And I suddenly remembered the clothes of a Tennessee Williams play, Camino Real. The flowers in the mountain have broken through the rocks. And I thought, yeah, life is invulnerable and tireless. It goes on struggling. Even in the form of grass, it'll find a crack in the concrete. And I've kept that feeling ever since. I have a basically positive attitude towards life. It's good, it's strong, it always wins in the long run. Of course, that's life in general. Gene pools sometimes get wiped out. Individuals almost always get wiped out and will continue to be until we make some great scientific breakthroughs in longevity and so on. But life itself seems absolutely immortal and invulnerable. I can't believe there's anything we can do to this planet that can destroy life entirely. We can certainly mess things up to a great extent, but I don't think we can destroy life entirely. There's too much of it in too many forms and too many... Hell, it's at the top of the Himalayas, it's down in the waters under Krakatoa. It's in the Antarctic. Life seems to have gotten everywhere. It just adapts. That's what Leary called DNA wisdom, and I'm inclined, I don't know whether it's DNA or something that uses the DNA as a receiver, a transmitter, but whatever it is, I have great faith in it, but that's not a dogmatic faith. I'm not going to go around locking up people who say life was a mistake, life is all wrong, life is miserable. If they want to feel that way, let them feel that way. And I know they enjoy feeling that way because I've tried to persuade some of them out of that viewpoint. They'll fight like hell to hold on to it. Pessimism and depression seem very closely allied to me. I can't hardly tell them apart. And people who are in either state, depression or pessimism, they'll fight like hell to stay there. They don't want to come out. I don't know why, but they get some kind of reward out of being depressed and pessimistic. I think it makes them the most controversial person in the room. Maybe that's what they enjoy in it. I don't know. I don't see any point in it. Sog is the result of my outrage, my horror, my grief, and my anger at the way the world has been going lately, and my continued optimism that maybe enough people can wake up on time to change the direction we're going in. One of my favorite quotations from Buckminster Fuller is, human beings always do the most intelligent thing after they've tried every stupid alternative and none of them have worked. I really believe that in the long run, people do give up their stupidities. Sometimes it takes a long, long, long time, but eventually they do give them up. Because after all, stupidity is like bumping into a wall all the time. After a while, you get tired of it, and you try to look the situation over and see if there's a doorway somewhere. I think most people eventually do look for the doorway and stop bumping into the wall.